it's just the two of us today?
B. Royce. He was very amenable. He's a nice little lad.
He is a nice little lad.
I mean, it helps that he doesn't really have much else going on. Just, you know. Poor defenseless baby. What's the baby going to say? Sorry, you can't record it. No, shut up, baby.
Ooh, I'm a little baby. That's what his baby probably says.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 617. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and what does Tyler do with the history folder? Delete it vigilantly.
Amen, brother. I made that mistake one time. Never again. That might be true. I don't know.
I'm honestly curious if there's an anecdote there.
No, I was just... I mean, I feel like in my wayward youth, probably something happened, but nothing that I can particularly remember. How about you, Boris? You remember ever getting caught looking at something you shouldn't have been looking at on the computer?
Oh, I thought we were saying you were anti-deleting your browser history, in which case I was going to be very confused.
No, gotta delete it. Gotta delete it.
Yeah, you know, we've all had the incident where, like, someone types a letter into your browser, and then it's like, hey, let me help you there. I think I know what you're trying to get to. And you have to be like, no, browser. That's my dad. That's not me. You know, just hypothetically, like, I think one that could happen to a person.
Sure.
Anyway, how are you guys doing? Let's have you guys share some embarrassing stuff about your lives.
Bro, I got two of them for you. Do you want the porn one, or do you want the strange suggestion in the browser one?
Let's get beyond porn. I think we can all just move on from that one.
What's the strange browser one?
For whatever reason, back in college when we were playing a lot of Oblivion, I did a lot of looking up quests online for Oblivion because I'm straight up just, like, bad at video games. Like, that's something I need to accept about myself. I like video games. That doesn't make me good at them. And so I looked up...
You're really growing up, Samuel. You're really maturing in your old age.
I'm refusing to get good. I'm getting self-aware instead. And there's I don't even remember what the quest was, but one of them was called Bear Season. And for whatever reason... however the cookies mangled themselves, whenever I was on Wikipedia, regardless of the letter I typed in, it would suggest that I wanted bear season. It didn't need to be a B, just always wanted me to go back to bear season, but not even the quest, the Wikipedia article for bear season, which I don't even know, that might not even exist. Like, it might have just been like the search.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is bear season like a what we would all think bearseason.com would be?
To me, it's an Oblivion quest that I don't really remember and nothing else.
Mm. It especially helps that you are extremely hairy right now yourself and showing me some arms. Oh, it's bear some chest. It is definitely bear season over in the Ginsbus household.
Well, what it is beer season. What are you drinking there, Boris?
Ooh, slick. Daddy splurged on a dessert beer today. We are drinking Trillium Brewing Company's Barrel Age German Chocolate Cake Donut.
Wow.
Yeah, just right as we're hitting the true summer.
It's been a cold, wet spring. At least up here. Yes. I don't know about you guys.
Ladies.
It's been for sure fucking shitty this spring. And yesterday I was out at the brewery and it was fucking shitty. And on my way out, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go nuts. And so this is an Imperial Stout with cocoa nibs, coconut, Madagascar vanilla, and milk sugar, 12% ABV. Yeah. I've got a big bottle. I already pawned some of it off on my wife. So let's check it out. I poured her a little glass, and it comes out. This thing comes out like syrup. This is like fucking crude oil pouring out here.
Wow, yeah, it looks like Hershey's.
Yeah, look at this shit. There are barely any bubbles in here. It's just coming straight out. It smells like a candy store. Like, this just smells like chocolate, man. Like, I would believe you if you told me you had like melted chocolate under my nose right now. This just tastes like really thick hot chocolate and booze. Those are the two flavors that I taste.
I think that's probably what they were going for.
Yeah, but you know, they called it German chocolate cake donut. So I'm also, it appears to be a collaboration
there,
with
right?
A local donut company. I was wondering why it needs to be donut. No, that's Black Forest cake that you're thinking of.
It's an actual German thing. It's supposed to German chocolate, which is American.
Right. It's supposed to have coconut and vanilla as well. Not really getting the coconut. I do get a little bit of like a... No, man, this is just straight chocolate. But it's pretty good, you know. I ate my veggies, so now I get dessert.
Yeah, that's fair. I have Dogfish Head's Festinapesh, a Berliner Weiss with peaches, 4.5% ABV. It also poured out with like no head, which is kind of interesting. It's like Pilsner clear. Smells like peaches. Mmm. Very tart, very peachy. I mean, that is what a Berliner Weiss is, and it said it was going to have peaches in there, so I can't be mad at them for that. But, you know, I don't think I actually like Berliner Weiss very much. It's basically just a sour ale. Basically just a sour ale. So, I think the ceiling on this is pretty low. Sam, what do you got?
Sure, I'll just, do you mind, I'll just open my mouth and use my voice to intro my beer. That makes sense to you guys?
That's really how you do it.
I'll just go ahead and do that now.
Draft beer. It's a white India pale ale called A Woman's Place is in the Brew House.
And so I'll just give it a little smell here.
Oh, wow. He ripped that from last episode. I guess he just had what Mary had. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it at the beer store. I was like, I might as well have what Mary had.
That
smells
pretty funny.
Great. I can't wait for this beer to rule and her to be stupid. We'll see. What?
Uh-oh.
It smells so good and it tastes so odd. What are you? Boy, what are you?
It's the funk. What's bringing the funk?
I can't tell. Sorry, I think probably it looks like I'm making a... There's something gross in here face. It's not that there's something gross in here. It's that something I can't figure out in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, come back to me.
All right, we'll do that in approximately 50 minutes.
Great.
Cool. First thing we're going to do, though, is we're going to go to an article. Let's see. So, speaking of things that are hard to figure out, VinePair.com is our first article. A World Cup ESB Gold for Sierra Nevada Pale Ale? We're as confused as you are. The World Beer Cup announced the winners a little while ago. And Sierra Nevada Pale Ale won a gold medal, not for Pale Ale, but for Extra Special Bitter, or ESB, which is odd. And everybody's like, that's pretty odd. What's the deal?
Can I be a dark horse advocate for this election?
Sure.
I think that societally, like among beer culture, no one quite agrees what an ESB is. So it's a little bit of an ESB is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like ESBs, in my experience, are not extra. They are not special. They are not bitter. So like, what are you, ESBs?
Yes, that's kind of the argument that the article makes, which is, like, we get that why you would be confused, but an ESB isn't, like, it was made in 1971 by this one brewery. and it doesn't really have any hard definition. So they're like, yeah, I mean, it basically works. Why not? Not something you might think of, but...
What are the odds that it was invented by three brewers named Extra Special and Bitter?
I don't think it was. I mean, Boris, what do you think? What do you think about this?
Bad category if you don't know what goes in it. Like, the one point of a category is to put things in it. And if you can't define your category, it shouldn't be a category. You can call your beer Extra Special Bitter. I don't care. That's a cool name. It sounds cool. But, like, to be, like... It's one thing for a brewery to just stamp, like, Extra Special Bitter on something, and it's another to be like, this is the World Beer Cup. We have a whole fucking trophy for this thing, and we don't know who qualifies for it and who doesn't.
ESB is far from my least favorite style, but if one had to be eradicated from the globe, it still might be my pick. Because, like, what even are you, man?
Like, if every...
Like, I hate Gozas, but I can, but I know a Goza. I can describe a Goza to you. I could tell you whether or not something is a Goza. With an ESB, I kind of have to take you at your word, which is not ideal.
Well, and there's also people who love Gozas, and I don't think I've ever met someone who's like, my favorite style is an ESB. I go nuts for ESBs. Like, whenever there's one on the menu, I get an ESB.
I'm sure there are
unwritten. Some super pretentious guy is saying that because it's it is such an alt choice.
You know what I might give Sierra Nevada Pale Ale an award for, though, is being a beer, like, that might be one of my go-to choices for, like, I'm going to go to a party and bring a six-pack, and, like, I don't know who's going to drink it, but they'll probably like a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Like,
yeah,
it's a great beer. It's a good beer. It is, like, it kind of... It's hoppy, but not too hoppy. It's not too strong. It's like a nice, approachable beer.
That's right. I think it's a great beer, and I'm not hating on Sierra Nevada or their pale ale. And I'm not really disagreeing with Sam's argument either, but the one thing that does kind of irritate me here is it seems like maybe they're, like, you know, like, playing the game a little bit much. Like, they want a medal, so let's enter it into ESB, which only has, like, 60 entrants instead of 300 and isn't really well-defined. You know, I don't love that flavor.
Do we hate the player or hate the game?
That's fair.
Is what
I've always hated that saying. I think you're allowed to hate both.
Yeah, I mean...
Hate the game for being bad and hate the player for participating in the bad game.
I've always said there's enough hate to go around.
That's a great point.
Tyler, you're the most hateful man I've ever met, and I've always respected that about you.
Thank you.
That's right. It's not a zero-sum game. We have plenty of hate in our hearts for both sides.
Exactly. But, yeah, it is kind of weird. It is kind of weird. I don't know. I guess, you know, if it's an ill-defined category, then you can't really be that mad, but, like, it just seems weird to enter it into that category for some reason. That's all I got.
I would love to talk to, like, a scholar of brewing and say, define this for me. Because it's one of the few styles that I like. I feel like I'm known as the beer guy in certain circles, and have to explain, you know, the difference between an ale and a lager at least four times a year. But if someone was like, Sam, you're a beer guy, what's an extra special bitter? I'd be like, fuck, find it, dog.
Yeah. That's a good point.
This just makes me think of when Obama won that Nobel Prize, and everyone was just like, what? And they were like, I don't know, we picked somebody. Like, we didn't really, fuck you, we're the Nobel Committee, we do what we want. And
I don't know. Obama, so why not just, like, give him the award? Just like Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Exactly. Kind of a populist choice in a weird way.
Yeah.
I'm assuming these types of awards, these are all blinded. Like, they don't know. They aren't told.
I would assume so.
They ought to be. Hope so.
I think we need to investigate the committee that runs the World Beer Cup.
Beer Cup Truther?
Yeah.
Is the plan to take them down so we can fill the power vacuum?
Well, obviously, yeah.
So I love.
We can start our own reign of terror. I think this should be pretty sweet.
I would like to look at, going back to what Boris said, I'd like to take a look at the list of Nobel Prize, Peace Prize winners and see how many of them actually did anything. Because all the ones I can remember won the Peace Prize and then just continued to just murder tons of folks. Like, when, like, Bill Clinton and Yasser Arafat and fucking, was it Netanyahu, all won the Peace Prize together, and what are they up to now?
Ooh.
We have great peace in the Middle East, right?
I know this.
I haven't read the news since I was born. They all have great peace in the Middle East, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going great. It's going great over there.
But I wonder, like, is there a guy who is like, yeah, actually, he ended that war. I don't know.
All right, here's a question for you. If you guys were on the committee that judges the World Beer Cup, how bribable would you be? Like, what would your price be, do you think? And how much, like, respect would you have for the institution of the World Beer Cup?
That's such an interesting question.
That is an interesting question. I feel like I wouldn't have a ton of respect for the institution because it seems like they're just fucking around already. But I don't want to just take bribes for, like, a little bit of money. It would have to be, like, a pretty, you know, like a pretty hefty amount of cash.
Yeah.
So what if Sierra I have Nevada Tyler's and answer for a different reason, which is just that I would be so afraid of getting caught, and this sounds like a cherry gig. So, like, I don't want to get greedy here. I'm already drinking beer for a living. Maybe I'll just be happy with that and not, risk it all.
Yeah, I had a high school history teacher where, like, kids would joke, like, oh, I'll give you $5, give me an A. And he'd be like, if you're going to bribe me, you have to give me enough to, like, for me and my family to retire today, because I will not get hired again for another job. So, like, I'm bribable, but you have to come at me with, like, a couple million at least.
Yeah, that was, you know, like back in high school, people were like, you know, what's the lowest amount it would take for you to, like, suck some dude's dick? You know, like, question, like, it's always like, it's got to be like a life changing amount of money. Not because I'm, like, so against sucking dongs, but just, like, you know, if I'm gonna make, like, such a big move one way or another, like, it's got to be really worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So, okay, here's one. What if Sierra Nevada was like, we will drop off an ice cold six pack on your doorstep every weekend for the rest of your life?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because, first of all, that beer's good, but not great. Second of all, that just makes it way easier for me to get caught, you dumb asshole. I'm trying not to get caught. They're giving me gifts every week. Someone's going to notice.
The plumbing van across the street is monitoring your mail.
Watching the dog. Actually, so that reminds me. I read an article about this. Some minister in Japan. There is a cost of rice crisis in Japan right now, and the guy was like, "I don't have to worry about it because everybody just bribes me with so much rice." And then they were like, "Did you just fucking say that?" And then he got fired.
Like, what? Are we not saying this?
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's
maybe
it's
the word for bribe is a little different there, a little more subtle there.
I don't know.
I'm assuming this didn't occur in English.
Probably not. Yeah. When you go to, like, almost any other country in the world and you're like, oh, everything still works on bribes here. It's kind of funny. And then you feel a little weird, but then you're like, that's basically just how everything has worked for the entirety of human economy is
damn,
like
you, Sicily.
Haggling and bribing.
I mean, we had a whole conversation last week about the various micro bribery systems that were employed.
That's true.
At our minimum wage jobs. Like, I think that's still how it works everywhere. It's just how subtle are you?
Right. One could argue.
Are you launching a meme coin so people can come to your dinner?
I don't get it. I don't get the
no bribery.
I don't get it. So, yeah.
Speaking of things you don't get.
I was going to say, what else have you been up to other than assiduously watching the news? But apparently you're going to tell us.
Yeah, so I got a game here. because I forgot to do anything interesting. I did. I went to a cookout yesterday.
Nice.
For Memorial Day. And I had some questions for you guys. This is my sadistic spin on the Family Feud. There are two. Sorry, say again.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
I said Family Food.
All right.
Sick.
There are two differences between this game and the Family Feud. One is there are two questions at the same time, and you can choose which one you want to answer.
Okay.
If one board is looking cleaner to you, you go for that one, you know? But the strikes are cumulative, and the points are cumulative between both things. They're each 5 elements, 10 total answers. The other thing is, I remembered I had to prep something for this not long before the show. So I came up with the questions. ChatGPT came up with the answers. Couldn't figure out a name for the game. I made ChatGPT name it. It's called The Turing Test Trials. I did pick the worst of the 15 names it pitched. No, not the worst, because this one is called The Algorithm Showdown. Oh my god.
Ooh.
So for this week's, and perhaps the only ever edition of, what is this shit called again? The Turing test trials. With cookouts on the mind, top 5 cookout drinks and top 5 cookout foods. And just to like totally lay the cards on the table, don't you fucking ask ChatGPT, because it probably won't even have the same answers, honestly. I just asked, what are the top 5 drinks for a cookout and what are the top 5 foods for a cookout? No additional context.
Hamburgers, bitch.
Well, I was going to say, how do we figure out who goes first? And it turns out being aggressive.
Okay.
And now, Tyler, under which, you know what, that's a bad element to this game. I'm not going to cut it. That is the number 1 cookout food. That is 1 point for Tyler.
Okay.
Hold on, I got some dice here. I'm going to use them to keep score.
Do we just go back and forth or what?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the vague concept of Family Feud, but just for the logistics, we just guess one thing at a time back and forth, and it's 1 point for getting any of the top 5 things.
And now, that's a really interesting question. The rules of the Family Feud are a lot more complicated, but we're not playing that. We're playing the Turing Test Trials.
Yeah.
Sorry. The rules for the Turing Test Trials are...
Right. You'll take turns.
Wasn't that one of the Maze Runner movies, the Turing Test Trials?
I think that was the Scorch Trials, actually.
All right.
I actually think that might be right. And I don't know why beer. I would keep track of points and strikes separately, because you know what? It doesn't matter. Go ahead, boys.
Show me beer.
Beer.
Everybody show me your beers.
That is number 3 on top 5
number
cookout.
Number 3? All
right. Take it up with Jack. You guys still get 1 point, I think.
I'm staying with food. I'm going hot dog.
Hot dogs or sausages is on the board as a singular item, which I mostly say so no one guesses sausages.
It's nice of you.
This is drinks for a cookout, huh?
You can do meats. You can do foods. It's not meats, foods. I'm sorry. That's my bad. Right.
Show me potato salad.
Ooh.
Potato salad's not on here.
Ooh, ChatGPT, I'm coming for you.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's 1 strike.
I'm gonna go with how specific do I think ChatGPT got? I'm just gonna say soda.
I can't give it to you.
Okay. Wow, it got more specific than I thought.
Interesting.
And you know what? This is a good way to do it. All right. So if you get to 3 strikes, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to 7 points, you win. Which makes going first both an advantage and a disadvantage. Because if neither of you get anything, you'll get to 3 strikes first. But also, you get first crack at the easy answers.
Yeah, yeah.
I've designed this game great, retroactively.
Yeah. Killing it.
So good.
Show me water.
Oh, water not on here, you dumb bitch.
Are you kidding me? You can't have a cookout without water.
This is America.
Fucking give me some water.
I'm going back to my safety zone with foods, and I'm gonna say corn.
Corn on the cob, I'm gonna give you.
Thank you.
So that's 3 points to your one strike. Boris, you have 2 strikes already. If you get this one wrong, Tyler wins the first and perhaps only ever edition of, what is it called again? Turing Test Trials. Wow, it just does not stick in my brain.
Which is weird because it rolls off the tongue.
I'll just call it 3T.
Now, at the end of this game, will the British government chemically castrate me? Because that's related to Turing.
That feels like it's more of a question for the British government.
I think they killed him, actually. I am a Turing conspiracy theorist. I'm a Turing.
Do you think that was a murder, not a suicide?
I do.
That's very interesting.
It would be extremely British of it to be a murder and not a suicide.
I think they killed him. Not as a bit. I truly think they killed him.
I think they totally destroyed that man's life, but I don't think they ended it.
Maybe. Who knows? We'll never know.
All right.
Man, what a fucking hero. Anyway.
Yeah.
Show me potato chips.
I cannot show you potato chips.
Fuck you, ChatGPT. I don't want to go to your robot cookout.
So I felt you said two different potato things.
I did. The quintessential American vegetable.
And potato salad is very close to the category that is number 5 on top 5 cookout foods. Pasta salad or coleslaw, which feels like they're saying mayonnaise mixed with some stuff, which obviously potato salad is. But if they had said mayonnaise based salads, I would have given you potato salad, but they didn't. They said,
as written, I feel like they excluded 1/3 of the Holy Trinity there.
I've got to say, I agree with you. Corn of the cob, burgers and hot dogs were all gotten. Barbecue chicken was number 3.
Oh, barbecue chicken. See, I was going to guess ribs, so I'm glad I didn't.
Mm. And Tyler, you're clearly a savant at this game. Do you want to take, just for funsies, one crack? All we have off the top 5 drinks is beer. One crack. What else?
I feel like iced tea or lemonade is on there somewhere, but I don't know.
Lemonade number 1, iced tea number 2.
I'm so good at this.
Wow.
Beer 3.
You must get invited to a lot of cookouts.
Yeah. Margaritas 4 and sangria 5.
I'm not saying it's like absurd, but I can't picture someone rolling up to the cookout like, "Hey guys, I brought sangria."
Yeah, I mean, not in this country.
In line, like, yeah. Get out of here.
Maybe if I had said like Memorial Day cookout, it would have been more Americanized.
Did you specify United States?
Those foods are very American.
They are.
They are pretty American. I can't be too mad there.
Pretty funny. Yeah, man, sangria makes me throw up big time. Just too much sugar. Mm. Way too much sugar.
Yeah.
I also want to point out here, just because it's a alcohol show. In addition to numbering them, it also has like an explanation of why and like an extra little helper because this guy never shuts the fuck up.
Right.
But for lemonade, it says twists, add strawberries, mint, or make an adult version with bourbon or vodka. And then for iced tea, it says pro tip, offer lemon wedges and a sweetener bar, or spike it with a splash of whiskey or rum. And it's like, okay. You're getting the vibe of the show here.
All right, ChatGPT.
This chat was trained off Semi Homemade with Sandra Lee. Anybody ever watch that back in the day? That fucking drunk?
Man, all I did in high school was watch Food Network with my mom. And
hell yeah, brother.
30-minute meals with Rachel Ray and Semi Homemade with Sandra Lee. That's good fapping material, I'll tell you what.
Okay. I mean, you're forgetting the best one, obviously. Anybody?
Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver!
I mean, he's a good-looking man. There's no joke there.
No, it's obviously everyday...
Oh, the British lady. What was her name?
No, not the British lady. Everyday Italian with Giada De Laurentiis.
I'm trying to remember that British lady's name. She was so hot.
You're all crazy. You're all crazy.
I did. So now, Tyler, you're doing this to me. You're doing this, and I'm a victim. I have to Google.
No, you have to ask ChatGPT to rank the five hottest women to ever grace the Food Network.
Absolutely. Yes. 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 Thank you for the punch up, Boris.
I'm just here to make the show better.
The top five. I'm going to say foxiest hosts of. Should I say ladies or should I leave it open ended?
Leave it open ended.
Okay.
Yeah, leave it open ended.
We're all for equality here. Yeah.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
I've lost track. Now I forgot. Food Network.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Yep.
Not Newt work. That would be a different thing. All right. If we're talking about the five foxiest Food Network hosts, meaning charisma, charm, good looks, and then actually a little bit of swagger, here are the five who've made fans swoon over the year. Number one, Rachel De Laurentiis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two, Tyler Florence. Don't know who that is. Three, Katie Lee. Don't know who that is. Four, Bobby Flay. Mid.
Okay.
Five, Sonny Anderson. Don't know who that is. Honorable mentions. Jeff Mauro. Don't know who that is. Michael Simon. Don't know who that is. Nigella Lawson. The foxy British lady I was trying to think of that I couldn't think of.
I got to look her up now.
She can get it.
All right. Everybody's just going to be silent while I look this lady up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm just assuming that the listener also is Googling her, so I want to give them privacy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair, Samuel. She's got a Harry Potter name, but that's okay. That's okay.
I think that's her real name. It's my guess.
Okay, so...
has been a Turing test... trial of feat Food Network hotties.
I feel like that's just a perfect segue into girl beer. So Hooray's girl beer is our next, not really article. I don't know what this is. The front
three stacks at the end, Samuel, based on just an Instagram ad she got, and she was like, "This is ridiculous." And I said, send it to the podcast email so we can talk about it.
And so that it's called Hooray's Girl Beer, quote, not like the other beers. And it's, if you go to the WTF is this section of their website, it says it's started by a girl named Ray. So I guess that's where Hooray comes from. I don't know. I don't know. It's very confusing. I don't know if they're serious.
This website's so bad. Like, I'm the last person usually to make, like, visual complaints about a website, because I really just, if it was all black and white, I'd be fine with it. But just, like, everything's kind of spread around in an awkward way. Yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
It looks like they do have beer for sale. They've got two beers right now, a blueberry lavender and a pineapple yuzu. But some things that make me... scared. It says like no added sugar, 100 calories. I don't think it actually says what kind of beer it is. I'm very confused.
They both say light beer.
It just says light beer.
Does it?
I think probably what they're going for is like, these are flavors of sparkling waters you've had, right, ladies? What if one was a light beer instead?
Yeah.
Is this? Go for it, Boris.
It seems like they just took some like Michelob and dumped some like flavored syrup in it and are now reselling it to me. Like even the can looks like they peeled it the does. Label off.
Yes.
Like off a Coors Light can and just like slapped their own little label on it. I don't know. I just wouldn't pull this out of the cooler at the cookout, but you know.
Well, now if I saw it, I'd have to try it because it's a content beer. But it worries me. It worries me. And I just like, shit, I lost my train of thought. Because I'm watching this video of a foot stamp on a beer and I'm getting aroused.
The very first thing you see is, it's like, it's a can of beer and there's like a high heel stepping on it, nothing happens, and then a boot steps on it, and then a
man shoe someone, steps on it.
A man, it I mean, I don't know if it's actually, but yeah, like it does a big stomp, it explodes the beer, and I don't know what point they're trying to make.
Me neither. I'm so confused.
It feels like this is supposed to be really feminist, but it feels like kind of degrading to women to me. Like,
I can't. That's what I was going
to
say.
We should have had a woman on here to talk about how they feel about this, but to me it feels like they're saying, girls, this beer's for you because it's 4.2% and tastes like fruit. And I'm like, okay, calm down.
I just, like, are they saying this is a beer for women, or are they, like, right-wing, or are they, like, making fun of the whole thing, I don't understand. I'm so, without context, it could go a thousand ways. I just don't know.
And it says, not like the other beers, which I think is a play on not like other girls.
Yeah.
Which is, like a kind of a maligned subculture. But what point are you trying to make?
I don't know. I don't think I will be having it on the show. Because it says find us, and it looks like they're all in, like, one city in California right now. But anyway, Boris, what were you saying?
Just that it feels like almost that they're, like, really leaning into the stereotype of, like, oh, girls don't drink beer. Girls like little sweet drinks. It's, almost seems kind of offensive.
I'm offended for
women, is what I'm saying.
Good for you, Boris.
And I prefer to let them think for themselves. And if they would like to be offended, then I welcome them to. And if they don't, that's fine too.
No.
These white knights in here.
I do want to get to the bottom of this. So I did go to the thing where you're supposed to buy stuff, and I have to join the wait list. So the Brewsday Tuesday email is on the wait list for... I went with a pineapple yuzu variety. I don't really like blueberry in general, and especially in beer, I think it's a terrible
flavor. I like blueberry, but I think it's rancid in beer. I like yuzu. Have you had Yugli? That's a good beer.
My daughter.
Anyway, I've actually had yuzu. I've had a million yuzu flavored things, but I've never eaten a yuzu. I couldn't tell you what a yuzu tastes like. I like pineapple, though.
Well, Ellie's favorite food is beer, or blueberries. She would not enjoy a Sam's.
Your daughter's favorite food? Yeah.
Hello, CPS?
Don't worry.
He's only given her 3-2. She's fine.
right.
Yeah, I only give her girl beer, obviously.
We went to Hop House earlier this week, and Emily got a flight, and... this really intrigued Space Prez, like the idea of, like, just like she has four little tiny glasses while I had a regular sized glass. And she was like, one day when you're bigger, you can have a flight. And I was like, yeah. And me and mom might not quite agree on what the appropriate age to let you get your first flight is, but you know, one day you'll get a flight. And I'm like, honestly, if we were out together and she was 14 and she wanted a flight, I would probably be okay with it. But I don't think Emily would.
A flight, though? Like, it's one thing to be like, here, you can have a sip of my beer, or you can have half of my beer. But, like, what 14-year-old is going to be like, I want to try four different beers?
Right.
They all have complex tastes that I can sense with my refined palate.
She takes four sips of beer, says they all taste different, but yucky. And now, Daddy has most of a flight.
I see the end game here now. This is not a bad strategy, I think.
But then we pitched, like, what if we buy four different flavor syrups and a gallon of milk and give you a flavored milk flavor?
Yeah.
Or juice or something like that. Flights for kids. That's my new business I'm starting.
Flights of fancy.
There you go.
I'm cutting you in for 10%, Tyler, just for the title.
All right. Money man. This is money talk. okay. Boris, you got anything going on?
What do I have going on? I feel like I had something. Yeah, I don't know. I want to shout out one of my friends, Sarah, because I invited her... sort of last minute yesterday Ruth and I were like, what should we do? We have the whole afternoon free. Let's go to a brewery. So we go to one of our favorite local breweries, Trillium, which is where I bought my my show beer today. And I was like, oh, we should text like my friend Sarah. Like, I haven't seen her in a while. Be good to see her. And Sarah's just one of those people where like bad things happen to her a lot. Just like in general. Just like if we're ever going somewhere, like somehow her flight will get like canceled and she'll have to like book a new flight last minute to some other city or like some shit. Like these kinds of things just happen all the time to her. And so her tire blew out on the highway to come meet us. Oh. And she was like, you know, like 10 minutes away. And I was like, should I go? Like, what do I do in this situation? Like, I'm here with a baby at a brewery. You know, my wife is there too. But I have, if I were to go, I have the car seat in the car. So like, I would kind of be stranding them. So I was trying to figure out how to be like a good friend. And then I was also like, well, if I hadn't invited you, this wouldn't have happened. Probably. I don't know.
What would have happened going somewhere else with no one knowing where she is?
Fair.
Everything happens for a reason.
She was able to get her her tire fixed, and she was like 10 minutes away, and she was like, I'm going to come find you, but also my spare tire is flat, because who inflates their spare tire? And by that point, I was like, we got to go home anyways for bedtime, so just meet us at our house. And so I just want to issue a public apology to Sarah for dragging her to the other side of town and then not actually going to a brewery with her.
That sucks.
But I did make some tortellini for all of us when we got home. So, you know, and there we
go. You hand rolling that shit?
Oh God, no, this is frozen stuff.
Nice.
That was like pre-kid behavior, was I would like make my own pasta and stuff. Now who has the time?
Man, I handmade pasta exactly once, and it fucking sucked.
And like, oh, yeah, you gotta use the KitchenAid, bro.
But I got the flour for my hands like a real man.
Yeah, is that really handmade, Boris, if you're using the KitchenAid?
Yeah, because I use my hands to turn on the KitchenAid.
So
I
true.
I would call that homemade, man. But not handmade.
Fucking... got him. Okay, so but that's locked just loaded. No, right? Because then I have a little countertop cranky thing that like flattens the pasta, and you do a little bit with your hands. I think I do the legal minimum to call it handmade.
The one I did was all handmade because the purpose of it was, now rip a wad of dough off and throw it in the soup you've been making. So it's like it was kind of like a dumpling effect. But it was too chewy. Not good.
What is this, like a weird matzo ball soup situation?
I can see the comparison. I don't know, man. HelloFresh told me to do it, and I do what HelloFresh tells me to do.
They were like, make pasta dough and then just throw a lump in your soup?
Yes.
That's insane. These AI generated recipes have gone too far.
He still hasn't caught on that I'm intercepting his HelloFresh orders and replacing the instructions.
I was wondering why that one box we got was just filled with cubes.
Cube à l'ail.
Sous vide.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the best way, honestly. It's in a container.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Yeah, it's not going to get. It's
the best way to.
It's not going to get all over the place. I'm just saying.
But should I ask ChatGPT the five best ways to prepare pubes?
Five? That's a lot.
Not.
I was just. Five has been the number of the day.
You should ask Grok, and it'll be like, oh, making pubes is a real problem for white genocide in South Africa.
I don't have a Grok account. Do you have to sign up for Grok? I don't really
know. I don't know.
I think you just tweet seen that Grok.
Yeah. You've seen that shit, though, right? Like, because Elon Musk was, like, mad that it was disproving, like, white genocide in South Africa. So now it answers white genocide to every question.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't seen that part. I'd seen that he was, like, actively trying to train it to be more conservative and failing. But, okay.
Now it just answers about white genocide in South Africa to any question you ask it, even if it's not related at all.
Man, computers are stupid.
Yeah, we should get them all taken away from us, quite honestly.
Yeah. Good idea.
Where is our universal dad to come in and be like,
oh,
I'm shutting off the Wi-Fi. Go to bed.
I thought you were going to be like, where is our Unabomber today?
But, another valid question.
I have a feeling he's in Vermont, but I don't want to give his exact location.
R.I.P. Ted Kaczynski. That guy made a silencer out of the dildo. That's crazy shit.
What?
You ever look up Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, his, like, what he was caught with when he was caught? He lived, like, in a shack out in the wilderness, and he had, like, built a bunch of guns himself, and one of them had a silencer.
Search history.
Yeah, one of them was a silencer that he had, like, fabricated out of, like, a silicone dildo or something like that.
Like, he hollowed it out?
Yeah, and, like drilled holes in it to, like, let the gas out and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you were like, you need to find a piece of silicone that fits over the barrel of a gun.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We used to be a real country. We used to make things, you know?
I mean, was the dildo made in America? We don't know.
Probably not. Tyler, you're the expert, apparently.
I don't know. I don't know.
Research history.
Yeah. It's amazing what you'll find when you type in dildo gun.
I'm not asking ChatGPT about that one.
Okay, we're gonna do one more article and then we can get out of here. Right. You want to hear about Saudi Arabia or cheap beer?
Boris, you're the guest.
Show me cheap beer.
All right, from foodandwine.com, we ranked 20 mass market North American lagers by taste alone. Here's who won. Number one was Brooklyn Brewery Brooklyn Lager.
I don't now, like Brooklyn Lager. I think it tastes bad.
I don't love Brooklyn Lager either, but I do associate it with Nikki Adamson, which is nice.
Yes, I do too. I like Nikki Adamson a lot.
Yep. But I was also surprised to see this on here. Boris, do you like Brooklyn Lager?
Well, just to like set the stage here, this is ranking shitty beers, so I'm...
It is.
I'm not sure I would say that I, like or prefer any of the beers in here, but, yeah, I don't know. Brooklyn Lager's fine. Like, I'd grab it out of the cooler at the cookout.
I honestly feel like, Tyler, we might need to try this again, because it's possible you and I got beers from the same skunked batch or something.
It's true. It's true.
We both hated it, but I think we had it around the same time.
Yeah, that's true. We might have to try it again. Best old school craft beer, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Hilarious.
Old school craft beer.
It is, again, technically correct. It is technically correct. Best Mexican lager. Go ahead.
I was going to say, scrolling through these, I think I would take a Modelo over just about anything else in here.
Well, next one is Modelo for best Mexican lager, but I'm pissed. Because Tecate was on the list and it did not make it. So
Tecate is better than Modelo, and if you don't agree, it's because you haven't been paying attention.
Yeah,
I don't think I've had a Tecate in because I remember that Tecate was like what Sam would bring to my house in Wisconsin all those many years ago.
Yeah,
and it's possible that I have not had a Tecate since then. I don't think it's likely. I'm sure I picked one up at some point, but
I'm sure you deeply miss me and. Of my personality, but not as much as my constant stream of Tecate coming into your home.
It would hurt too much to try a Tecate without my friend Sam there, is really what is happening, yeah.
How about Narragansett? That's best for dive bars. I don't know that I've ever had a Narragansett.
No, I don't. This is a New England thing? Is that right?
It is. It's Rhode Island, but yeah,
Narragansett's
made
in Rhode Island, and it's a very, like... It's a very, like, towny shit thing around here to be drinking your Gansett at a dive bar.
Okay, so hold on. Does this say beer of the clam? Please explain this.
It does. So Rhode Island is basically entirely coastline, and they make a lot of clams there. I don't know why it says beer of the clam. I guess they're just saying that, like, Rhode Island has a lot of clams, and we're from Rhode Island, and therefore clams. I also don't know what's sold on
Fear the Clam sounds like they're trying to summon a clam into the world. They're sacrificing the
Fear of the Clam. Fear of the Clam. Fear of
the Clam.
I thought it was the Year of the Monkey, not the Beer of the Clam.
Hey. That's pretty good.
All right. We're moving on to Coors Banquet for Best American Classic. Who's out here buying Coors Banquet? I'm not saying it's bad, but just like, where do you even see it?
So if you just buy a Coors, is that Coors Banquet?
No.
No, that's probably Coors Light.
Correct.
Right?
Well, if there's two beers in the cooler next to each other called Coors and Coors Light, is Coors Banquet?
These are deep questions, Samuel. I don't know. What I do know is that best for the beach is Corona Extra. Disgusting. Disgusting. Mm. Yeah. The worst.
Fuck Corona.
Corona in every way too, is terrible.
Was right there.
Terrible. It's just Tecate terrible in every
also,
way.
Boris. Yeah,
also.
Tecate yep. is also right there. Thanks, Sam.
Yep. And then best light beer. Light,
I got to give him that one.
Okay.
I don't like Miller Lite and Coors Light. I maybe for some stupid like episode 666 or something, we should do a lineup of like shitty macros, because
yeah,
I don't have a preference, and I have a feeling that's because I wouldn't be able to taste the difference. But I've never done them side by side, so I don't actually know.
Sure, we should do that. That'd be fun.
Oh, this last one, huh?
That's the last one. The end. Which is good, because we gotta... Yeah, what's up? What's up, Boris?
I just want to point out that at the end, there's a full list of contenders ranked from highest to lowest.
Yeah.
Number 14, Natural Light. Just below Tecate. And just above Yingling.
Natty beat out Yingling, which is a beer that's hugely overrated.
Natty beat out Yingling.
Beat out Busch Light, which sucks shit. Red Busch Stripe, Light, which yeah, I feel shit. Like, at least, am I the only one who has nostalgia for Red Stripe? Just those commercials when we were...
I only like the cans. I only like the cans. Or the bottles, I should say. This, like, I don't agree...
Rolling Rock is fine. Rolling Rock is 19 out of 20. Mick Ultra
agree with,
at 20.
Yeah. I don't agree with any of this. Corona's at number 6. Corona should be at the bottom. Corona is
Corona
garbage
sucks
water.
Shit, man.
Alright, I think everyone should pick their top 3 from this list. In 12 seconds.
Okay.
My top 2 are so easy, and my number 3, I'm not really sure about.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, hit us.
I would say Tecate, PBR, and Modelo.
Okay.
I'm going to say Tecate, PBR, and Red Stripe.
Ooh. I'm going to put Modelo, PBR, Miller Lite.
We all chose PBR for number 2.
Tecate is like, we're not really friends anymore, Sam.
I know. I'm sorry, Sam. It's, you know, your influence over me has waned over the distance and over the years.
Also, speaking of what we used to drink all the fucking time back in the day, how is Old Milwaukee not on this list? Ridiculous.
Old Mill.
It's a tragedy.
I drank a lot of that with both of you boys. That must have been a transitional beer for me.
I think that's a very regional macro.
I was drinking it in Pennsylvania. Can't be that
it's
regional.
It's true. All right. Well, let's rate these mostly non-regional beers, I guess. No, wait. That's not true at all. They're all quite regional.
They're all very regional.
Yes.
Nice save.
Whoopsie. Boris?
I had Trillium Brewing Company's German Chocolate Cake Donut, an imperial stout with cacao nibs, coconut, Madagascar vanilla, and milk sugar. 12% ABV. Thick with 2 C's poured out. This thing, I mean, this just makes me think of like hot chocolate. Like, it's not hot, but it's like thick and rich and just very decadent. Extremely sweet, extremely chocolatey. Not really getting the coconut, not really getting the vanilla. This might as well just be called like chocolate booze, because that's what it tastes like. I mean, it's good. Like, I like chocolate. This is a really rich beer. I don't think I need a giant bottle of it, which is what I ended up with. My wife texted me halfway through the show to be like, this is gross. I'm not finishing this.
Oh, no.
Enjoy.
It's just, like, really, I just want like, I want this in a flight. I want like a little sampler of it. Yeah. I really don't need a whole glass of this. It is making me a little gross feeling. But it's not bad. Like, I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to give it a 4 because I think it's just really not that drinkable. It's bold. It's exciting. I'm glad they went for something cool. I did not know you could put this much chocolate in a drink. And it's 12%, so, you know, getting a little crunk on a Tuesday. I'll recommend it to, if you got a sweet tooth, this might be for you. I'm not a big sweets guy, but if you are, this might be your jam.
All right. I had Dogfish Head's Fest in a Pesh, which is a Berliner Weiss with peach, 4.5%. And it was quite tart. And it tasted like peaches, but the peaches didn't really taste like... They mostly tasted real and not artificial for the most part, so that's good. But I just don't love Berliner Weiss that much, so I think I'm also going to give it a 4. And recommend it to... I don't know, if you're just like, oh man, I love sours, and I can't find one at this party I'm at, but they do have Fest in a Pesh, you'll probably enjoy it.
Sam? So specific. Yeah, what did I have again?
Oh, all of a sudden okay.
From Working Draft Beer, it's a white India pale ale called A Woman's Place is in the Brew House.
Right.
And anyway, as I was saying, I figured out the mystery. I think it was just yeastiness. It was yeastiness that I'm not used to seeing paired with this level of hoppiness. And the thing is, I like both of those. I'd rather have this in like a Belgian pale or a Belgian IPA situation. I feel like that's a better marriage of that yeasty bit and the hoppy bit. But this is, I don't know, this is good. Do I like white IPAs?
Surprise.
If I find more white IPAs, I'm gonna have to bring them on the show, because I'm like not really aware of this style, and I think I might like this. So I'm gonna give it a 6.5, okay. And recommend this to someone who likes Belgian pale ales but ain't picky.
Okay, all right. Any idea what you're drinking next week?
Oh, I even put it in the fridge already. No, I don't. Okay. Hey, Tyler, I'm sorry.
You know what? This time, I'll accept it.
Okay.
Boris, thanks for being around.
You're welcome for being around. I'll be around whenever you need me.
I hope
to be around.
Aw, thank you. I hope your spring gets, or your summer is less wet and rainy, because I'm getting the same shit and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, man. Get me outside.
Yep. Samuel, we will see you next week.
Yes.
And let's see. Oh, I just had a good one, too. Damn it. Fuck.
If you want to tell us the top 5 things you would like to have ChatGPT generate for you.
No, I don't like that. This isn't what I was going with, but if you want to tell us... who you thought was the hottest person on Food Network in the early 2000s.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Send you can email us at, yeah, big time. Email those to us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Comment on our links at Brews2's and Blue Sky us at BrewsDayTuesday. There we go. Don't let us keep going. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
How did you upload thing.
Are you my mother?
I am.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know it. You didn't know it, but your dad and I had sex, and you're the result.
There's a lot to process. Oof.